This is Paul Flynn with MegiddoReview.com for the 14th of May, 2019. Going to do a vlog here, and I'm just up to disappearing, and doing this through QuickTime. If people are wondering how I'm doing this badly. Going to try and do more vlogging on this channel, but sadly came across this from the HSC website, hsc.ie. Now, for most of you already watching this, what is the HSC? HSC is kind of like the health service in the Republic of Ireland. Abortion was legalized recently in the Republic of Ireland, and this is what they have up on their main website. Pregnancy remains. It's very gruesome, to say the least. If you had an abortion between 9 and 12 weeks, hospital staff should explain the options available for disposal of the pregnancy remains. And they don't want to use, what else can they say? This is the only way they can get around us saying the parts of a dead child. And I love this gross hypocrisy. This will be done in a sensitive manner. They will help you make a decision that's right for you. Well, not right for the baby, that's for sure. If you do not wish to make a decision about your pregnancy remains, the hospital can make the decision for you and dispose of the remains. And look at this last part. If you have an abortion before 9 weeks of pregnancy, you can decide how to dispose of the remains. You can flush. It can be flushed down the toilet or wrapped in tissue and disposed of as you wish. If that does not make your stomach churn, I do not know what will. And the fact that we have in our society, it's seen as a moral virtue that you are for the killing and dehumanizing of children in the womb. And it is the same people who will often claim about, you know, worrying about the homeless and worrying about this and about that. But when it comes to the most defenseless in society, well, they can be flushed down the toilet. They don't matter. And when do these people matter? When the state decides. The state has become God. They decide exactly when this human being created in God's image has any rights whatsoever. Sacrificed at the altar of convenience. I don't know who this is, but there was a tweet there, somebody who claimed to, I keep popping off the screen. I'm using QuickTime, and seems to be working okay so far. Except this part keeps jumping off the screen. Jamil, I have no idea how to pronounce the name. Anyway, she said, I had an abortion when I was young, and it was the best decision I ever made, both for me and for the baby I didn't want. I can't imagine. The death was the best decision for the, like, she admits it was a baby. That killing the baby was the best for the baby. I didn't want. Can you imagine saying to one of your children, I don't want you. And then on top of that, killing him. Because it's the best option for you. I wasn't ready for emotionally, psychologically, and financially. We can't afford it. The financial one, I'm sorry, is the most disgusting reason possible. If for financial motivation or comfort, you know what? Having children is going to be costly no matter what. But to say that the fact that your financial comfort, especially in the West, you know, the people who live in third world countries and developing countries and all this kind of stuff have very little money to put together. have far less than we do. There's been other periods in history where we have the far less than we have today in the West. And we have far more today. And we claim, and I know some people struggle more than others. I sympathize with that. But compared to other times in history, this person tweets, so many children will end up in foster homes. I mean, this person is claiming that any of being killed in the womb, sucked out by some kind of a tube, is better than the person, the child, living. How about adoption? If you're not ready for the emotional, psychological, and financial implications of a child, and if you are a single parent, the best thing you probably do for that child is give it up for adoption in a home where there's a father and a mother to take care of that child. If you compare the statistics of, you know, the outcomes in criminality and all this kind of stuff when it comes to fatherless homes or whatever else, one of the most loving things you can do, and I don't say that it's easy or anything like that, but anybody does have an unplanned pregnancy or whatever else it is, give that child to a loving home. How is death even an option? So many lives ruined. Like, they talk about, oh, so very cruel. And it's amazing that they'll say, oh, that's cruel. But I did the humane thing. You make it sound like, and you see, the thing is, the unborn child is treated like an absolute animal. Something to be, as it says here, flushed down the toilet before 9 weeks. Nurses, doctors who work in this situation, work for the HSC, work for any, how can you live in... This is a Holocaust happening in a daily basis. How many people, take the United States, because that's the one we got the most numbers on, you know, like 60 million babies killed since Roe v. Wade. How many in the United Kingdom? Praise God, where I live right now in Northern Ireland, that it's still more or less illegal. There's some tiny exceptions here and there. This is what happens when you suppress the truth and the righteousness and you deny the Creator and you don't recognize the humans are created in God's image. It's been Paul Flynn. May God bless you all.